Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
We came from AM radio, and now it's all about the cloud.
It'll be a good time today, I promise. Take that from me, and if not, King David will give you your money back for today's show. So.
I will give you all the pesos that I have in my pocket.
Brady, you know, some things never change.
I think it's time we get serious for a moment here on the show.
VOC Nation, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. There's no doubt in my mind.
Technically, I like to throw in a lie into every episode, kind of like a fine tapestry.
If anybody else wants to hear about his 10-foot pole, just know, subtract 9 feet and 8 inches.
I was very misleading there when I spoke, because the truth is that I don't own a snake!
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Bruce, and I think you can use some BDP yoga.
If I'm paying $10 a month and getting all the pay-per-views and everything else to go with it, the pay-per-view doesn't have to be that good for me to still feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh my God! This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life!
I love you all.
Take it worldwide, brother.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby!
Worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
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 This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
Hi there, who there? Thanks for coming on down. This is Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making towns. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and I am here today to take you on a journey with me so we can all save wrestling together. OMG, so happy Labor Day. Today is Labor Day, after all, and so for all of you folks out there that may be celebrating Labor Day today, or maybe you did it yesterday, or Saturday, or Friday, I hope you had fun. Make sure to be safe if you're out there partying. And remember, hydration is key. Sorry about last week. Last week, there was no show. It's a long story, but long story short, we're here today, aren't we? So maybe it's a little echoey today. Hopefully not. I am using my iRig mic, so hopefully the sound is muffled enough where it needs to be, I guess. I'm in the living room, and I don't know. I just wanted to be in the living room today, my podcast. Danielle and I have been podcasting in our bedroom, which, you know, because it's a bedroom, it's not as big as the living room. Therefore, the echo isn't there. And it's really hot. It is September 1st, and it is still freaking hot here in Southern California. Not that I'm complaining, because I love the heat. Bring on the heat, brother. As long as it's a dry heat. I'm fine in 100-degree weather. Not a big deal. So for today's show, I thought I would open up and share my journey of returning to Hood Slam. I was at Hood Slam the week before, and then I made my debut, even though people thought I've been with Freak Show before, with Freak Show in Las Vegas this last Friday, and I'm working things out. I'm going back to Hood Slam this Friday. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's a last-minute deal, but I look forward to sharing, you know, just going back, Marty McFlying into time, sharing with you guys the experiences that I've been having. You know, it's the known thing. I've been going through a breakup. I've been moving, having a transitional period with my life in every way, shape, and form. So it's been crazy. It's been nuts, but it's been real. And to me, as long as it's real, there's no wrong that can come for it. Like, you know, yeah, it sucks. My heart hurts. I'm heartbroken. I missed the relationship I thought I had. but it's time to move forward. And it's been really awesome that not only has wrestling been there for me with aligning me with the right people who I need to be aligned with right now during this vulnerable time in my life and getting uplifted and recharged, but also in the acting world. You know, I'm used to blabbing about how much wrestling has been paying forward to me in the last few years of my wrestling career, but what's been really cool is now acting starting to do that for me. You know, I've been going on different shoots, and usually girls are kind of weird with me, and even though they're nice or whatever, they're still kind of whatever, and it's fine. But lately, I've been really connecting with amigas and women in general, just my friends that I'm already friends with, becoming, you know, that connection I've always had with them, it's stronger than ever. Meeting these women on shoots, connecting with the women in wrestling, it's all for me about the women. That's why, like, when people are like, oh, you should just go out on a date or you should have a rebound. Ew, no way. Like, to be honest with you, I really get grossed out at the thought of kissing or having another guy touch me right now. That's just where I'm at. And I've never been one to really rebound. Okay, so yeah, I've dated a lot of guys in my day. So, but I've always been the type that I wanted to just be with one person. So even if I was just seeing one person and it wasn't exclusive, I knew on my end it was. Because I'm about, if I'm going to invest my time in with somebody, then I'm going to invest all of me. And if it doesn't work out and that's why it's called dating, then I won't commit myself and that's fine. So for me, I've never really been much of a rebound girl. Like maybe when I was younger, I would, I guess, allow guys to sweet talk me and butter me up and want to take me out, acting like they're just being my friend, but really they're trying to get some. Okay, yeah, I admit, I've done that. But I was always the type to just be like, no, I'm not ready, I don't want to hook up. And it's put me in some really weird situations. So I'm very, very skeptical of people's intent when they hit me up, right when everyone knows that Shelly doesn't have a boyfriend anymore. So in seeing that, yes, I've been getting asked out. Yes, people want to take me out, but I don't want to go out. I just want to hang out with my sister, hang out with my girlfriends, create an all different shades of my life, and really allow God to use me and bring me healing through all of that. So I don't know. That's just what's on my mind today. And it's funny because, you know, it's been 3 weeks, and I've definitely had some really bad days, and I've had some not-so-bad days, and a couple really good days. Yesterday, bad day. It was a really bad day for me, and this morning was a tough morning. I don't know if you saw my daily this morning when I woke up at 5:15. I was very tired, and because all night long I just couldn't sleep and just having these different thoughts that I wish would just go away, but they, I guess, aren't ready to yet. So, you know, it was just one of those things where I was like, I got to push through, and that's when I started editing my little heart away. And what's interesting is the last time I had a serious boyfriend, which is, oh, we broke up in 2011. So when we broke up in 2011, we broke up in July, and then for like about 2.5-3 weeks, I was in really bad shape. For people who have been following me for quite some time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I even openly on Twitter said, I just looked myself in the mirror, and I can't even recognize myself. It was bad. And I had my friend Natalie and Danielle totally be there for me, and they were. They got me through it. But there was this little part of me that was missing something that I needed, and the person who brought that to me was SoCal Val. 2.5-3 weeks into me mourning that loss and moving, trying to move forward, feeling completely crazy, SoCal Val and I, we talked. She was there for me. And I remember being there for her back in the day when, you know, she had gone through some similar things. And that really gave me that last piece of whatever you want to call it to start the healing process finally and being over that deep, deep mourning period and snap the heck out of it. So today, you know, I was editing and I was feeling better, and then I was talking to my amiga on Facebook and I was starting to feel a little bit better, but still had knots in my stomach and just feeling like I want to throw up. And then enter SoCal Val. We had a little chit-chat just a little bit ago, and now I feel the way I did that freaking end of summer when she was there for me in 2011. It's like my season of Val. And not only Val, but, you know, that's when the last time me and my girlfriends, like, people were really showing who my true friends were. And a lot of my girlfriends, who maybe I wasn't in so much touch with, came out of the woodworks. And then from then to today, we've been nurturing that connection that we refound, really. So now that I have these amazing women in my life, and they've, you know, been there from when I met my boyfriend and I had, excuse me, my ex-boyfriend, to falling for him and having reservations for falling for him, for, and then to breaking up with him. And they were there for all of that. And now they're there for me more than ever. And it's really cool. It makes me want to cry. But I feel really blessed. I'm sad. I'm still not 100% myself. I always walk around feeling like I'm on throw up and deflated and such. But what's different this time is that God has placed these amazing women to just really be there for me, to comfort me, to give me what I need when I'm hurting the most. Because even though I always talk about my last serious boyfriend as like the worst breakup ever, because just where I was in my life at that time, I wasn't exactly who I am today. I was still trying to figure all that out. And I was telling Danielle the other day, I was like, you know what? This breakup's worse. I wasn't with him as long. I didn't live with him. But I let him in a way I've never let anybody else in. And that's deeper than what I even have with the guy I was with for 3 years. But the difference is I'm stronger than I was before. My faith and my career as a human being, as a woman. So I know I'm going to get through it, but it's a weird feeling because I have deep sorrow, but I know I just got to keep moving forward. Whew. Okay, on that note, let's take a little commercial break, and when we come back, I will tell all of you my journey of returning back to Hood Slam and their debut show in San Francisco. I'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Save Wrestling, the podcast here on VOC Nation. I am Shelley, and I'm about to share with you, yeah, you, yes, and you in the back, my journey to returning to Hood Slam and their debut show in San Francisco. Their show usually is on a Friday, but this time, I think maybe because of the venue change, I don't know, but they're going to have a show on Saturday. Now, my mom's birthday was earlier in the week, and she was going to have her birthday party at her house on Saturday. So I wasn't able to go. And I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I had my reservations about even if I should even go to Hood Slam. I knew I needed to go to Hood Slam because, A, I hadn't been there in quite some time. B, being that I am going through this breakup, I needed to be around Brittany Wonder. It was on my heart that the business was to go and be with Brittany Wonder. Now, yes, we did have a match. And might I add, the first ever singles female versus female match in Hood Slam. Thank you very much. But I just needed her. I don't know. My soul just said I needed to be with my amiga. Because after all, she's my homegirl. So I was really conflicted, but then I thought, you know, no, I made a commitment. I have to go. Then my mom had suggested that she could come spend the night on Friday. I was so stoked that my mom finally was going to come and spend the night and visit with us here in our new apartment. Ever since we moved here, I've been trying to get her to come down, and it just hasn't worked out. So finally, she was able to come spend the night. And she came, and you know what? It was such a great time. Going back to women, I need healing from women. I can't stress that enough. So if you're a gal out there and you're going through something, I'm telling you, there's nothing like coming together with other women, even if you only have one that you can trust, because I know it's hard. That's why I said, man, I'm so blessed with like the 10 amigas that I have that are my homegirls. And then on top of that, there's some people maybe I'm not as close to as them, but dang, they have my freaking back. Like, oh my gosh, going through this breakup has really shown me who has my back. And that's amazing. Some people who I didn't even think cared for me. But anyways, I digress. So we had such a healing time with my mom, and then the next day came. I got picked up around noonish, and I drove to the show with Serial Man. Now, I've known Serial Man for a little bit now, and he has an awesome gimmick. Hello, Serial Man. And it was really cool because I've known him, but I've never really had, like, a deep conversation with him. And here we were driving, like, 5-6 hours. And OMG, I just love the conversations that we had. Like, learning about his life and me sharing my life and hearing about how he lived in China and the things that came with that. It was very unexpected. And what I needed to have that kind of conversation and the route it went. And that's the thing. Like, I know sometimes people are like, okay, Shelly's always talking about God and positive vibes and light and love, blah, blah, blah. And some people even tell me,
that they feel all of that's fake, because when I have aggressive conversations with them, they feel that's being negative, so that this quote-unquote persona I put on out there is fake. When I shared with them, I was like, no, the reason I embrace living a positive lifestyle is because to get to the light, you have to go through the darkness. And it's up to you if you're going to linger in the shadows and be quote-unquote negative, or if you learn from the darkness and realize, guess what? I just want to be in the light. That's what, to me, positive living is. Very simple. Just wanted to throw that little disclaimer out. Anywho, shoot. It was just one of those things where I needed this conversation of spirituality to happen, and it organically did. And that's why I'm always talking, and I don't shut up about this stuff, because organically I always have these conversations with people, either people who are very like-minded or people who I've talked to, atheists, I've talked to people who have Church of Satan, and we have these amazing, uplifting, positive conversations. And I'm just open to the truth, and I feel that because that is my approach to life, that people, no matter what they believe in, I end up having really cool conversations. And I think that's what life's about. Being in a world where we're Facebook this, Twitter that, and trust me, I know I use it. However, there's some people that have lost how to communicate with others because they're so lost and distracted and feel comfortable typing words instead of saying them, you know? And to me, like, it's interesting because on my trip this past weekend, just skipping ahead a little bit, my phone had died and someone was like, oh, would you want us to find you a plug? I was like, no, I don't care. I need a little break from my phone. And I shared with them, I was like, you know, sometimes I want to choke myself out on how much I am on social media, but I have to because A, you know, I'm branding myself, and B, when something's put on my heart, I have to say it. And sometimes when I'm just skimming through because on my Twitter feed and I see things that inspire me, I have to give it a RT. But I was like, you know, I just think it's cool, though, like those people out there that have, like, flip phones still, they just so don't care. Like, I envy that because sometimes I'm like, dude, I'm just on social media too much, and not to break some hearts out there, but I'm actually not online as much as people think. Nowadays I have been because I've been all butthurt over my freaking breakup. So these inspirational quotes, I need them. That's why I'm RTing them. It's not to take shots at anyone. It's just saying these quotes are helping me right now in my healing. And that's why I have to share them, because without having to say that, there might be somebody out there that will receive that energy and be like, damn it, hell yeah. And those people retweet me or they write me through my site. So I'm sorry if some people take it as me being negative and taking pot shots, because I'm not. Like, that is so ugly and not who I am. Like, there's been times where I've been wanting to call people's names out on Twitter just out of being hurt of how betrayed I've been by two in particular people, but I don't, because I know that's ugly and that's just childish and that's just me being caught up in my emotion at that time. So, like, I can't stress it enough. Like, anything that I put on my timeline, like, it's not to blast anybody or be negative. It's just how I feel, and I need to get it out there, not just to get something off my chest maybe, but sometimes, not sometimes, every single time I put myself on the line out there, myself, not to put anyone down, but put myself out there, people receive it, and then that's what life's about, to help others and uplift others, even strangers who I probably will never meet. If my words can help them, like, yeah, because guess what? I know it works, because when I'm on Twitter, other people's tweets help me. And they're helping me right now and giving me those reminders, and that there's other people out there that feel that way or can relate and they've been there. That's why I do it. Again, just throwing out another disclaimer. Anywho, so we had this amazing conversation. We get to the place, and it was a really cool building. Again, it was the first time ever at this place. Dang it, I forget what it's called. And I just felt like the walls were trying to tell me something, if that makes any sense. And then there was Brittany Wender, my amiga, my homegirl, the person I was seeking out. And a little side note, in the winter, her and I had our first one-on-one match together at Devil Mountain Wrestling. And I was off my game a little bit that night. And I told her, even though we had a good match, that I owed her a better one because I knew I could do better. I was very distracted. Very. And I told her, I was like, this is our match. I got to give you that match. I had my Wonder Woman outfit. I was ready to do it. We went over a couple spots, and I was so down to do. And once we got our flow going, oh, P.S., when we were inside the car, me and Cereal Man, one of the things I told him is I really wanted sushi. So after being at Hood Slam for about, I'd say an hour, somebody brought sushi, and the sushi that they had, it was fish they caught that day. So I'm a big believer, ask and you shall receive. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and dang it, I had sushi. So it was like, even though I still wasn't 100% me, Shelly, because of what I'm going through, I was able to find inspiration, and dang, we had a good match. And then there was sushi, and then coming together with my Hood Slam brothers and sisters, my amiga Marshy, her and I had an amazing conversation that really was a missing piece to something that was going on through my head the whole entire day. Again, women. Women being there for me, women to uplift me, women to help me heal, and to give me that little nudge to push forward and move forward. Damn it, we had a good match. There was people in the crowd chanting F the Divas, and they were just going nuts for us. We were doing crazy bumps. We beat each other's butts. Oh, I can't wait to see it. And you know I'm going to be posting on ShellyMartinez.org as soon as I get it. And we just came together. I needed my Hood Slammers, and there they were. We didn't get to stay for the after party or anything, but because Cereal Man had to go to work the next day. But, you know, fighting crime and all, it's very difficult. But I feel like I had just enough. I had the dosage I need to bring back with me to SoCal so that I could take that energy with me and move forward. And even though it's baby steps, what about Bob? To still take those baby steps, and it's important. And I just gained so much. And to have the match that I did, talk about releasing. Oh, my gosh. I got to release so much that was just pent up inside of me, and I just needed to release it all out, all these emotions, all this heartbreak, all this anger, all this frustration, all this hurt. And because Hood Slam booked me against my friend who I can trust, we went out there and we took that energy and we had ourselves a hell of a match. And it was like, I'm sorry I'm getting emotional again, but it's beautiful wrestling. At one point in my life, it hurt me so bad. Wrestling broke my heart. And now that my heart's broken, wrestling is being there for me. And I just think it's so cool that, like, all these times I could have cut corners, I could have slept with people to get a spot, I could have just, not even slept with them, just flirted with people and led them on to get a spot or more money or screw people over. I didn't do it. And now, finally, I'm able to receive the blessing of keeping true to my art. And because of that, my art was good to me. And I just can't wait to see that match, because that's what happened. I released in a way that I just needed to. It was stuck in me. Ooh. So anyways, you know, we on our way back, again, amazing conversation, and just taking what I got at Hood Slam and taking it with me, bringing it home. And little by little, this place that Danielle and I have moved into, it's become, you know, more and more home to us. The longer we've been here, the more we put things together, get new stuff. But it's kind of also got a weird vibe to me, because on Tuesday, I moved out of freaking my old apartment that sucked. That was stuck in forever. And then Friday night, broke up with my boyfriend. So sometimes being here feels so positive, and I have great tools here to work with, such as a porch to go hang out on, or a great neighborhood to walk the Mertz's in and not have to worry about my safety or theirs. A gym, a sauna, a jacuzzi, a pool. But I feel like if I didn't every single weekend since all this has happened had wrestling to help me heal, I don't think I'd be able to be in a good place mentally here. Because I remember I was so excited to, like, move here and have my ex come visit me. And because last time he came to visit me, it was the old apartment that was crappy. And I was so excited to be like, oh, the gym, and we can go in the sauna, and we can go in the jacuzzi, we can go swimming, we can go down the street and eat. Like, I was really excited. So it was, like, weird being here at first. Because I thought I was going to have a future, and part of my future here was having my ex-boyfriend here. So from going to Stockton Con to going to Hood Slam, like, that energy has helped me stay focused and find this as a place to call home and to come home to, so that this is always a positive place. Because even though it's scary, I rent more. You know, I don't know what my future holds, but it's positive, and I'm moving forward. There was some videos that I posted on Instagram and pictures when I was at Hood Slam. I advise you to check them out, Funtime Shelley. I think maybe in a week or two I'll have those videos up on my site. I'm still behind, but I'm definitely slowly but surely trucking on through all my videos to get all of you guys up to date with all my stories that I share. But it was crazy because even as simple as putting my wrist tape on, I put little codes on my wrist tape, and one of them used to be for my ex. Every single time I wrestled, if I valeted, not so much, but if I wrestled, I always put a blue star and a blue heart. And then on my other side, I put a D for Danielle and then LA because, you know, got to represent. And I accidentally, by default, almost did it. And I was like, whoa. And it messed with me, you know? And just thinking about, like, the times where not only I trained with him, but, like, I always wanted to make him proud. Because aside from the boyfriend aspect, I connected with this person as my trainer and as somebody who I was a fan of his work. And it was so weird. Like, I was almost feeling myself, and then I went and did that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it kind of hit me. I was like, this is so real. We're really broken up, and there's no turning back. I'm probably never going to see him again, and it's probably for the best. And then there was Brittany, with her shiny face smiling at me, being there for me. And it's like, the show must go on. And I really put my all into that match with everything I had. I really did. And I just wanted to say positive vibes to all my Hood Slam brothers and sisters for being there for me. And my big return to Hood Slam, it's been months. But I just want to send extra love to Brittany for being my homegirl, for always having my back, for always being real, and for sharing with me the therapy that I needed that night in that ring. And we killed it. We absolutely killed it. Oh, I didn't think I was going to get emotional on this, but, you know, it's real, and that's what Save Wrestling is all about. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I'm going to take another commercial break, get myself together here on this little mess I am. And when we come back, I'm going to share my journey that I had this past weekend, which was my debut at Freak Show. I'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room.
TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio.
Funky for radio.
Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
Welcome back. You're listening to Safe Wrestling, the podcast here on VOC Nation. I am Shelly, and I am just crying. It's been an emotional episode this week, but hey, that's how life is sometimes, right? And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to bear my all. Not like that, you nerds. Emotionally. Anywho, so this past weekend, I made my debut at Freak Show, and it's funny because some people didn't realize that that was my actual official debut, because back in the DJ brother, sister, I wanted to be a part of Freak Show, and it just never worked out that I could, and finally when I hit up Sin, I had asked him, hey, you know, I want to be a part of the show. He's like, actually, this is my last one, I'm going to sell it off, and this other guy, but I'm pretty sure he'll want to use you, so I'll give you his information, blah, blah, blah. So then he said, absolutely, you're actually one of the people I've been wanting to use and when I wanted to do this. So then Freak Show became Donkey Show. And Danielle and I were very heavily involved in Donkey Show. And it was so much fun. We had costumes. We did photo shoots. We did videos. We did it all. It was awesome. It was a real positive experience. I mean, Danielle and I were getting flown to Vegas, so that was awesome, and just having those little road trips, and there was also times where we didn't get flown. The only time we'd get flown, I sound so bougie, oh, Danielle and I got flown. No, because we don't have a car. When other people that we would usually carpool with weren't booked, that's when they would just, you know, spring for a flight for us. I mean, you know, it's just right there. So it was a lot of fun. Like, Danielle and I got to explore Vegas together and have some really amazing memories. And now every time I go to Vegas, I always think about me and Danielle and the fun we had over and over. It was just so much fun. And
Me and Danielle, that's our spot. That's how I felt about Venice until I went there with my ex, and now whenever I go there, I just think of him, and it sucks. So I'm glad I didn't go to Vegas with him. So Danielle was heavily, heavily missed on this trip. But it was a good trip nonetheless because I had gone up there with Gangrel and my new friend David. Now, David is another Santino student, and he is formerly from Alaska. And, you know, I wasn't too familiar with him, but, hey, he was gracious enough to drive Gangrel and I to Vegas. And it's cool because, okay, here I was, you know, trying to push through this whole breakup. And I was doing better. Like, so by this time, it's Saturday morning. You know, I had all my stuff together, and when we were working, oh my gosh, I skipped a whole thought. So Donkey Show ended up going under, and so they sold it back to Freak Show. And then that's when I got in touch with Sin again, and he was like, yeah, you want to come out with Gangrel? Because that's all I got for you, really. And I was like, yeah. So one of the, I think it was, yeah, my last match I had at Donkey Show was against Tommy Purr, and it was an evening gown versus tuxedo match. No, oops, that was my second to last match there. So I had this really awesome gown that Danielle got many, many years ago from a thrift store, and it's like this whole, like a showgirl kind of outfit, and I put all this blood all over it, and that's what I wrestled in. And so I thought, you know what? Me and Danielle always joke about how we never get rid of this dress. Like, no matter what we put it through, we always find a reason to shoot in it or me performing it, whatever. So I thought, I'm going to wear that damn dress again. So I brought the dress. I was very excited about that. So I was already kind of feeling nostalgic. And when they picked me up, it was like a beautiful day outside. You know, I was feeling good. I had my coffee on. I was medicated. I was drinking my green juice. I was feeling good. So when I was going through his CDs, for some reason, I thought to myself, I wish he had System of a Down's Toxicity album. And that album is very dear to me because I really threw myself into that album when I was a couple years into wrestling already, and I was just a girl with a dream to be in WWF, damn it, and I was driving all over the place for no money, and I'd always put on System of a Down. And a little side note, a fun fact, if you will, Danielle and I are actually in the Chop Suey video. I mean, you cannot see us at all. There's so many people in it. But even though Danielle and I are total reggae heads now, System of a Down is one of those bands that we just love. And not many people like them. So we love them. It's so much so that, like, whenever we see someone's crazy, we pause. And then at the same time, we'll look at each other and be like, psycho groupie, cocaine crazy. Like, we quote them. Or whenever I talk about Hollywood Boulevard, I'm like, no, no one get mad. This is their lyric. And they're talking about cigarettes. Smoking their fags on Hollywood Boulevard. So, like, there's different Martinez girls isms that the only way you would really hear it is if you were hanging out with us like on a daily basis, and some of that, a good portion of that, is System of a Down. So, and they're rough around the edges, so I get why people think, oh, you really, like, you're into them like that. So I was flipping through his CD case, and what was there? Toxicity. And I was like, oh, here we go. So I put it on, and it was funny because halfway through the album, he goes, you really know the words to every song. And I was like, well, this particular album is just so special to me. Like, you have no idea. Like, I don't even have time here on Steve Wrestling, the podcast, to go into it. Maybe for a Martinez Girls Radio, I'll go into it, because then Danielle can talk with me about it. So I was just telling him, I was like, you don't understand. And then we were taking the same freeways that I used to take when I was going to the School of Hard Knocks, paying my dues, getting paid in nachos, if that. Totally broke, no gas in this freaking truck, blasting System of a Down's Toxicity. There was even one point where I did this, like, goth belly dancer gimmick, and I came out to System of a Down. Like, I'm such a nerd about System. And it's funny because I actually became friends with one of them for, you know, a little bit of a time. So it's just crazy how, like, life just kind of had it to where me and one of the band members, like, were at the same, it was a Danzig after party, actually. And, yeah, I'm just tripping out. Like, sorry, I forgot about that. So let's just back the track up. Let's drop some kayfabe over here. So to pause on my story real quick. I remember I went to this Danzig concert here at the Universal Amphitheater, and he requested me to be there. And it was weird because I had no idea Glenn Danzig knew who the hell I was, but he apparently was a huge fan of my Ariel character. And my friend Dougie, who I used to kind of run around with Cypress Hill, that's how I know him. So he was the connection to me and Danzig. And when he told me to come, I was like, oh my gosh. And it's funny because Jeremy Borash and my friend Jade were in town. And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, you want to come? And they're like, yeah. So I got to get my friends. I got to use my pull, which is always a good feeling when you can hook up your friends, your real friends. And Jade Borash, I like Borash. You know, he's cool. But Jade is still my amiga to this day. I love her. And so we went to the Hollywood sign before, and I showed them the whole thing, the local thing, and then we went, and then the show was over, and, you know, he invited us to hang out at the after party, and there was one of the System of the Down guys. So I went up to him, and I was like, hey, I just want to say, like, I want to shake your hand, like, your music, you have no idea. And I said, in fact, I was in Chop Suey, and he was like, oh my gosh, do you have the shirt that we were giving everyone that day still? I was like, yes, somewhere, but yes. And I was just kind of lifted at that. I wasn't, like, trying to be creepy or whatever, whatever. And we connected, and we were friends for a while. So that's how deep System went for me. Like, I didn't even mean for that to happen, and, like, it did. So then, here I am on that same freeway, and I was like, I'm freaking listening to System now. I'm like, this is awesome. This is going to be rad, like no other. So we're trucking on down, and then after System was over, I was like, I really feel like listening to Linkin Park. Like, I feel like if I listen to Linkin Park, I can release a lot right now. And I was flipping through his CDs, and what was there? Linkin Park. OMG. So for me, I just went on this musical journey that I needed to, and because this music was there for me back in the day for different reasons, and now that I've experienced life, I connect with these songs in a totally different way, and I was releasing. It was the beginning of my release, because I didn't have a match like I did the weekend before. I didn't have that, but I wanted to be at my best when I was out there with Gangrel, especially because I had the gown, duh, and I was able to release. So then we get there, and we're super early. So we go to this little pub, and it was so cute. I got video. It was kind of more of a local thing, so it wasn't nothing fancy-schmancy. Got a little something to eat and got a couple drinks, and then we went back, and just seeing everyone. And for me, just like the weekend before, the business was being with Brittany Wonder. For me, the business was to be with my friend Sage from, you guys may know her from Santino's or AWS here in Southern California. So that was it for me, because her and I, we've been texting and stuff, but I haven't seen her in a while. So I knew I needed her. And just like Brittany Wonder was there for me, Sage was there for me. And it was freaking awesome. And not only that, but I found myself in conversations that I know people were listening to, and I think they needed to hear it. Kind of like I've talked about Martinez Girls Radio, how I really feel I need to go back to the mentality of not sleeping with anyone until I get married to them, because not a lot of people are down with that, and it's going to take a special person to be down with that. So I need to stop changing my mind on that and just stick with it. And, you know, especially being in a locker room full of guys, you never know who needs to hear the very intimate conversation I had with somebody and just how it was received. You know what I mean? So it was awesome. And there was a time where, you know, we weren't supposed to medicate there, but we found a spot. Sorry. We're discreet. And it was so carnival because where we were at, it's called Hell Studios, and so there's fun houses all around the perimeter of the ring, and it's outside. So we found this area, and I went back there by myself at one point, and I had the gown on, I had my blood on. I was feeling so carny, but I felt very nostalgic, like a 1920s actress. It was crazy. And I found this piece of, like, it looked like it was a wall of a funhouse, but that they tore down. So I was just, like, laying on this clutter, and I was looking at the sky, and I was just like, is this real? Like, damn it, wrestling. It brought me Sage and those conversations I had to heal. And now I'm having this moment where I'm feeling so carny. Like, I feel like I'm almost having an outer body experience. It was so crazy. But by the time we finally went on, it was super late, and I think because I went through all of that emotionally, I was so drained and tired. But when it came to showtime, boom, I busted it out and had so much fun. And I heard, a little side note, I was feeling it, man. I was feeling good. I was feeling very vampire, and I was there with Gangrel, and everything was awesome. And I heard a girl in the crowd go, Shelly makes me question my sexuality. And I was like, that's freaking awesome because, you know, that's what vampires do. And I wasn't even trying to be sexual. So I was being like a vampire. So after hanging out and just chilling with everyone for a little bit, we went back to the hotel. And we were staying at the Hooters Hotel. And I am a big fan of the Hooters grilled cheese sandwich. Now, do I go frequent the Hooters? No. But I'm a wrestler, so 9 times out of 10 wrestlers that are boys want to go to Hooters to eat, and it's open. So whatever. I don't have any problem with the girls there. They're always nice to me. So I just wanted this grilled cheese sandwich. And then we finally get there. We got a little bit lost getting there. And then when we got there, I was so tired. I wanted to hang out with everyone, but I was like, I can't. I just got to go lay down. So I went to my room. I ordered room service, and it took like almost 2 hours to get there. Fell asleep watching Saved by the Bell, but then my tummy was Saved by the Bell. And finally my grilled cheese was there. In my half sleep mode, I ate it and then passed out. Well, there was a really cool pool there, and I told myself, okay, I'm going to set my alarm for 9, so I can go out in the pool, and even if I'm tired, I can just go fall asleep in the sun, get some sun. Well, when 9 o'clock came around, I was so freaking tired that it just wasn't going to happen. So then 10 o'clock came, same thing. Then 11, then I thought, I heard music, and that's when they had a DJ out there, and I said, I can't pass this up. We're here in Vegas, and we're going to be leaving soon, so I got to go out there and have a Vegas experience. So I talked David into going with me, so I didn't have, you know, so that wasn't out there by myself. And he was down, and we went, and it was cool, you know. Went in the pool, had some cool videos I'm going to be posting very soon. Took some pictures, some Instagrams. And one person on my Instagram was like, she F's everyone. And I was like, give me a freaking break and gag me with a spoon. I'm so butthurt over losing this last relationship. The last thing I want is some guy to put his sticky hands all over me. No. But I took a picture with David because guess what? Not only did I have radical conversation with him, went there with him just like I did with Serial Man, but he drove me and Gangrel, and he didn't even ask us for gas money. I offered, and he was like, don't even worry about it. Because he's paying his dues in this business. So that's why. Yeah, nerds. So after we hung out at the pool for a while, it was time to check out, and we went to go eat downstairs at the restaurant. And that's when Tommy Purr and a couple other people were there. And we all hung out, and we had some food, and then we went home. And on the way home, you know, it was just kind of the same thing, you know, just listening to the amazing music and feeling the vibe and coming back home. And I feel like I once again had another release and feeling better about taking those baby steps forward. And again, freaking wrestling. Oh, wrestling, you freaking nerd. So then I got home, and that brings us kind of up to date. It was on Saturday, and I got home kind of early, and I was so tired. And I just kind of relaxed with Danielle, and, you know, now it's Monday. I had my weird day yesterday, and now I'm feeling better, especially revisiting all these moments, because, you know, I didn't really do an outline this week. I felt like I was just going to kind of lucha it up. But, like, as I'm telling you guys these stories, like, I'm right there. You know what I mean? And that's the blessing of Save Wrestling, the podcast. Like, I go through these wrestling weekends and do my thing, and then I share them with you guys. So then it forces me to reflect on these moments, and I feel so much better. It's like I woke up, and at least I felt better that it wasn't yesterday, because yesterday was so hard. Then I talked to my friend, and I felt a little better. Then I did some editing, felt even more better. And then I talked to Val, and I felt really better. But now that I talked to you guys, I kind of feel more myself for the first time in 3 weeks. Huh. I feel like I just got back a little piece of myself. It's freaking gnarly. These crazy moments I hear here in Speed Wrestling. I remember one of the more recent ones that I had, it was when I got the phone call letting us know that we got this apartment, and it was live on Save Wrestling. And now here on Save Wrestling, I'm realizing I just gained a piece of me back. I'm not 100%. But man, I've been really lost lately. Not lost, like woe is me, but just trying to fight, wanting to feel myself again, like just trying to want to get to feeling like Shelly again. And it's just been so hard, like so hard, like you don't even know. Like my heart is in so much pain, it's hard to be myself. I'm as much as I can be myself, and a lot of people have been commending me for like dealing with this pretty good, and I commend myself even, you know. But like for the first time in 3 weeks, I feel a piece of me came back because of wrestling. And there's like people out there that do a lot of really ugly things because of wrestling. And if they only knew the true beauty that really lies within it, and how it can just like give you something that you didn't even expect. There I go crying again. Oh my gosh. Anyways, on that note, I got to get out of here. I got some things to do, and it's time sensitive. So until next week, make sure to tune in to Martinez Girls Radio. It'll be on Saturday, 4-7 p.m. here on VOC Nation. And, of course, back here next week on Monday at 3-6 p.m. here on VOC Nation for Save Wrestling, the podcast. I have some upcoming dates and such. Just go to ShellyMartinez.org. I don't really have it in front of me because, again, I went a little lucha today. And positive vibes, you know. Much love and light to everybody out there. And thank you for giving me a platform to just share my feelings. Again, not to be negative, not to be bearing anybody, because that's not it. I pinky swear. Like, that's just not it. What's it is, I love wrestling. I hope you do too.
Read my lips. You're fired.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by Netcarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageFi to help eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageFi can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageFi.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.